Thanks, Shannon. Next item, 421.
Authorize a contract with Parametrics, Inc. for professional engineering services for the Lombard Pump Station upgrade, project number E10920, in the amount of $959,746.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. The Bureau of Environmental Services Lombard Pump Station conveys wastewater to the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, serving North Portland and protecting public health and the environment. The project will provide mechanical, electrical, standby power, and seismic upgrades to the pump station. I'd like to invite Aaron Lawler, engineer, and Paul Sudo, principal engineer from BES, to give a brief presentation, and the PowerPoint is in your packet. Welcome.
Okay. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. For the record, my name is Paul Sudo, principal engineer with BES. The project we're presenting before you today is the Lombard Pump Station, and it's part of BES's ongoing program to reinvest in the 99 pump stations that the Bureau operates and maintains for the community. The reinvestment is critical to ensure reliable and cost-effective service to our ratepayers. On average, this program completes about 2 to 3 pump stations per year, and we have about 10 pump stations or so currently in process, anywhere from just initiating through construction. So with that, I'll turn it over to Aaron Lawler, the project manager, and he'll provide more details on this specific project.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Lawler, engineer with BES Wastewater Treatment and Pump Station Engineering. So I'd like to walk you guys through our PowerPoint today. The presentation is for the approval of an ordinance to enter into a contract with Parametrics, Inc. for design services during this project. So Lombard Pump Station, this slide here is to provide context on the location of the pump station. The address is 12902 North Lombard Street. I've pointed out Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant in the lower right-hand corner here on this slide, just to help orient you. You can also see on this slide the Willamette River on the left there, Columbia River up in the top right, and the pump station is located adjacent to the Columbia Slough and near Port of Portland Terminal 4. So here's some aerial photos of that location we were just looking at. These photos depict two very important aspects of the location of the pump station. First, you can see the proximity of the pump station to the slough. It's right there on the banks. And then second, you can also see this well-timed photograph, aerial photo of a train passing across the access route to the pump station. So it's a little bit off the beaten path there. This train can restrict access for our operators and maintenance personnel to reach the pump station should they need to. Lombard Pump Station is a City of Portland-owned and operated pump station that was constructed in 1983. The aging facility requires upgrades and improvements. It's a caisson-style wet well, dry well pump station that is critical to the overall collection system. It receives flows from 3 other pump stations and is the final pump station prior to sending those flows to the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. The capacity of this pump station is approximately 9 million gallons per day, which is equivalent to about 6,500 gallons per minute. It's a fairly well-sized pump station throughout our system. It's definitely not the largest, but it's one of the main ones. The pump station then discharges to a 30-inch force main, which sends all the flows to Columbia Boulevard for treatment via the St. John's Interceptor. On this slide here, we've got a picture of the existing 2 pump motors in the dry well of the caisson right there. The Lombard pumps, the project will address a number of issues at Lombard, most of which can be associated with the aging pump station that has exceeded the standard design life. Since it was initially constructed, code requirements and design standards have also changed, and the project will bring the site into compliance with these changes, including electrical, mechanical, structural improvements, as well as implementing best practices for pump station design. Key components of this project include providing standby power to the pump station, as this is currently not available on site, and if there is a utility outage, the pump station will shut down. This is less than ideal. As I mentioned, three other pump stations send their flows to this pump station, so it creates a real challenge, and the power outage could cause issues throughout the system. Here's a up close of some of the wearing facility equipment. These are some gate valves to the wet well. In addition to upgrading all mechanical and electrical equipment to increase reliability and operability, the project will also provide structural improvements to the pump station to increase seismic resiliency. These improvements to the pump station will help benefit maintenance and operation staff for the City of Portland and the environment. The project also includes condition assessment of a 30-inch force main, which is 4,800 feet long, so almost a mile. This force main recently required an emergency repair, and this project will investigate and address any additional force main condition issues that are discovered during the assessment. So we are here today to request an ordinance to approve a contract with Parametrics, Inc. in the amount of $959,746 for engineering services. This contract amount for engineering services and following completion of this contract is for engineering services, and following completion of design, we will return to council to request approval to advertise the project and award construction contracts. The overall project budget, as you can see here, is $5,245,000, which includes the PTE contract that we're here today for, the estimated construction cost, which is currently at $3 million, and then all internal costs as well for managing the project over the next few years. The current proposed schedule has the construction beginning in late 2019, and we'll have the project completed near the summer of 2022. In preparation of this project and this ordinance, a request for proposals was issued to the engineering was issued for engineering services. Two proposals were received, and the selection committee reviewed and scored these proposals. In accordance with City Code 5.68, Parametrics was selected. After negotiating a scope and fee, a contract amount of $959,746 was agreed upon. Of this amount, $150,460 are optional tasks, and these will not be completed without the direction and approval from the owner's representative. I would like to point out that Parametrics did an excellent job of identifying opportunities to utilize DMW ESB subconsultants.
Explain that.
Yes, disadvantaged, minority-owned, women-owned, or emerging small businesses. And so of the requested contract amount, $409,786 are allocated for DMW ESB participation. That's 42.7% of the contract. So our recommendation here today is to authorize the execution of the PTE agreement with Parametrics with a contract not to exceed limit of $959,746. And that concludes our presentation.
Very good. Colleagues, questions before we go to public testimony? Very thorough. Thank you. Public testimony, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good. So this is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Good work, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul and Aaron. Good job.